aldı da bir yağmur. Üsküdar'a giderken aldı da bir yağmur. Katibimin satırızı uzun etey camur. Katibimin satırızı uzun etey camur. Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur. Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur. Katibin min bin katibin el karışur. Katibim satırt palto ne güzel yaraşur.
Üsküdar'a is a little town in Turkey, and in the old days many women had male secretaries. Oh well, that's Turkey.
Üsküdar'a giderken bir mendil buldum. Üsküdar'a giderken bir mendil buldum. Mendilimin içine de lokum doldurdum. Mendilimin içine de lokum doldurdum.
They take a trip from Üsküdar'a in the rain, and on the way they fall in love. He's wearing a stiff collar and a full dress suit. She looks at him longingly through her veil and casually feeds him candy. Oh, those Turks.
Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibim araiken andım da buldum. Katibim bin katibin el karışur. Katibim kölelü de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur. Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibimin bin katibin el karışur. Katibim kölelü de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur. Katibim kölelü de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur.
The program is Critical Thinking. I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Patner. Welcome to our traditional kickoff to the new year by playing some music that you might not otherwise hear, but that we are pretty certain you will enjoy. We opened with Üsküdar'a by one of the great ladies of the world stages, Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt, who died after a remarkable career that began in poverty as the child of a sharecropper who did not even know who her own father had been until she was an adult. She didn't even know her actual birth date until she was well established in the world of the performing arts and challenged some students once when she was visiting a university as a speaker to find her birth certificate, and indeed they did. That was a recording that introduced her to a wide world through recordings. She had been in the New Faces of 1952, still in her 20s. She had performed with Orson Welles on stage, Orson Welles, who found her the most exciting woman in the world. He was so excited by her, he actually bit her on stage in a performance. I imagine at some point she bit him back. If you never had the chance to see Miss Kitt perform, you missed out. There are opportunities on YouTube to see recordings of that, but to see her live, particularly 50-plus years after the recording of Üsküdar'a, still absolutely fit, performing that and adding into it about 20 other languages. She spoke, I think, 8 herself, but she could get away with almost any language, and she was still doing that belly dance, and she'd stalk you at your table if you were sitting in the front ring at the Cafe Carlyle on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and she'd get you into her gaze, and she'd perform that song you thought just for you, and then she'd let you drop right at the end and moved on to the next song, be it C'est Si Bon or All By Myself or I'm Still Here or any of the other numbers that she made her own over the years. A little tribute there to the beginning of the recorded career of Eartha Kitt. I have a feeling we'll be revisiting her in the course of the year to come. Well, here's another tribute to another great lady of the same country. Hit it, Miriam Makeba, Mother Africa. We picked lighthearted songs by these two very serious women who did so much in the world of politics, race relations, who experienced exile, who experienced being alone, who experienced difficulties in personal as well as artistic and political life, and yet who always reminded us of how much we could take out of life, how much we could enjoy life, as well as how much we would have to face the serious sides of life. So that's why Pata Pata, and not for now, one of the political songs of the apartheid and anti-apartheid eras that Miriam Makeba played such a role in. And then to lose not only Miriam Makeba, but in many ways a counterpart of hers, a great lady, Helen Suzman, a little white Jewish lady, as she called herself and as others called her, who stood up on her own in the white world in South Africa, within the Parliament of South Africa, and in so many other places. She was absolutely fearless. She received death threats throughout her life, even in recent years where she had become a critic of other aspects of the post-apartheid government in South Africa. She stood for justice, and she stood for truth, and she stood for equality, and she stood for the rights of the majority of South Africans, the black South Africans. Helen Suzman, a remarkable woman, a friend of Makeba, a friend of Nelson Mandela. She would go to Robben Island on her own and visit the ANC, African National Congress, prisoners there on Robben Island. And Mr. Mandela recalled her again recently, the only woman who ever visited them, whom they ever laid eyes on during their years of confinement by the racist apartheid government. So a tribute to those two great ladies there. A great lady very much with us, Marilyn Horn, American legend. But also in New Year, it's good again in this part of both celebration and remembrance that we do to listen to her sing what, I don't know about you, but if I live long enough to have a funeral, I'd sure like to have Marilyn Horn singing this then. Marilyn Horn, Aaron Copland's arrangement, reworking, rediscovery of one of the old American songs. Such a great contribution to the American repertoire performed there in the Copland arrangement from set two, I believe, of the Old American Songs. That was recorded when Ms. Horn was 51 in 1985 in London and released the following year on her American album, The Great American Songbook, 1986. Marilyn Horn retired from the opera stage, retired from the concert stage, continues to do all kinds of fun things with Barbara Cook and others on the humorous or popular concert stage. Of course, continues to run her remarkable program for young singers, and we feature that often here from the Marilyn Horn Foundation on WFMT. She is a brave woman and an honest woman. You hear that in her art. You see it in her life. And she announced a few years ago that she was suffering from what was believed to be incurable cancer. She's undergone experimental treatments, and she's kicking. Born in Bradford, Pennsylvania, January 16, 1934. But again, a way to both think about remembrance and think about moving forward, gathering by that remarkable river. The new year is also a time to think about love, to think about the person we care most about, and to think about the passage of time. All of these things come together beautifully, I think, in this next selection.
Life is slow, but it seems exciting, 'cause Buddy's there. Gourmet cooking and letter writing, and knowing Buddy's there. Every morning, don't faint, I tend the flowers. Can you believe it? Every weekend, I paint for umpteen hours. And yes, I miss a lot living like a shot in. No, I haven't got cooks and cars and diamonds. Yes, my clothes are not Paris fashions, but in Buddy's eyes, I'm young, I'm beautiful. In Buddy's eyes, I don't get older. So life is ducky and time goes flying, and I'm so lucky I feel like crying. And in Buddy's eyes, I'm young, I'm beautiful. In Buddy's eyes, I can't get older. I'm still the princess, still the prize. In Buddy's eyes, I'm young, I'm beautiful. In Buddy's arms, on Buddy's shoulders, and all I ever dreamed I'd be, the best I ever thought of me, is every minute there.
Buddy's Eyes, Stephen Sondheim, from his so complex show, Follies. Who remembers the revival back in the 80s, I believe, at the old Candlelight Dinner Playhouse? This was from the 1998 complete version put up by the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey, with an all-star cast, the show going back to 1971. In fact, on this edition, the complete recording, there's an article called The Last Musical from the Harvard Crimson, February 26, 1971, by a young drama critic on that undergraduate paper named Frank Rich. Remember Frank Rich? Obviously, he went on to great things as theater critic and now columnist, political columnist for the New York Times. That was Donna McKechnie as Sally Durant Plummer, singing about Buddy, her man, and how the passage of time had not diminished her connection with him, rather had enhanced it. A show that exists in several time periods, a group of old Burlesque and Follies performers gathered in their old theater, thinking back over their lives. Many interesting versions of it. A great book by Ted Chapin on the making of Follies and having been the fly on the wall, the gopher, back then. I recommend that book to you, and I hope that each of you finds and keeps your Buddy, your Sally. Well, wishes are very much a part of what we were just saying and also of what we do when we make resolutions and the like when a new calendar year or a new year of any kind begins.
Alibi
means how I wish, I hope, I pray. Alibi means how I wish, I hope, I pray. And when you really wish and hope and pray, luck is bound to come around your way.
I wish I were a keg of beer. You would quench your thirst with me, my dear.
I wish I were an apple tree.
An apple tree.
I wish I were an apple tree.
An apple tree.
And if I only were an apple tree, all my apples I would give to thee.
I wish I were a bumblebee.
And if I only were a bumblebee,
Believe it or not, that is the song that we get the most comment on whenever we play it here on Critical Thinking. Perhaps because it's so great, it's so wild, and nobody can find it. You heard there Claire and Myrna Bagelman, the Berry sisters. They spelled Berry with an A. Bagelman, they spelled Bagelman. Joined there by the great cantor and the great popular performer in Yiddish, Moshe Oysher. Moshe Oysher and the Berry sisters in Halavai, Halavai, I wish, from your lips to God's ear, etc., etc. We have it from an Israeli disc on the Israel Music label. I found it at the Spertus Museum shop at Spertus Institute on South Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago a while back, and maybe that's where you can find it as well, or you can track down Israel Music on the internet and see what you can find there. But we have a lot of fun with that, and we hope you enjoy it as well. I'm Andrew Patner. You're listening to Critical Thinking. We're welcoming in a new calendar year. For many of us, of course, the new year starts in the fall. If we're in the cultural world, the music world, the academic world, the Jewish world, the natural turning of the Earth's seasons world. But the calendar says it's a new year now, so why not? In the midst of winter, it's a sunny day. We'll talk about happy new things to come. We mentioned as well at the beginning of this program the death in Los Angeles of Betty Freeman. You might not know the name if you're not caught up in the new music world, particularly on the presenting side. Betty didn't ask for a lot of recognition. She gave often very quietly. She didn't have a foundation or a foundation board. She went to places well into her 80s. She heard the music. She asked what the composers needed. She said, composers are the ones who need the help, as she had done for many years with painters and visual artists. I don't want to deal with all these other agencies and organizations and fal-de-ral. What do you need? I'll write you the check. And she'd say the same to organizations in Los Angeles and to the Salzburg Festival and other groups around continental Europe. What do you need to present this music? She'd write the check. She'd show up. She'd take her pictures, wonderful photographs of some of the great men and women of 20th century music. I'm thinking of one right now, Pierre Boulez in a red convertible waving at the camera, look at me. It's another side of so many of these great performers. Probably you've got a John Adams album, you've got a Betty Freeman picture on there, the same with many of the other American and European composers out there. I already had lined up something I wanted to play tonight, and although Betty didn't play a direct role in this work, I think that it represents the kind of thing that she liked to do. She liked to work with composers who were absolutely at the top end of the intellectual chart and who did things that other people never thought about. And this is a remarkable recording of a remarkable piece. Salvatore Sciarrino is a great and very much alive composer based in his native Italy. Salvatore created a work you have to wonder if anybody but the artist we're going to hear, Mario Caroli, young French-based Italian flutist, philosopher, writer, and thinker, is the performer for this. But he is the one that I've heard play it live and that fortunately has recorded it on an Italian disc of music for flute by Salvatore Sciarrino. I'm going to read you, Mario writes his own notes, and I'm going to read you the English translation, first of the general note and then the setup for the work that we're going to hear. Mario Caroli, that's C-A-R-O-L-I, like a car. Mario Caroli writes, Salvatore Sciarrino's music has occupied an important place in my heart and head for many years. The connection I feel with his music is totally direct and natural, and there are no technical difficulties which overextend my abilities. Playing Sciarrino's music is as natural to me as his breathing. It is a spontaneous and physiological process. Can you picture for yourself how it feels to lie under a tall tree, breathing calmly, not preoccupied at all with the passage of time, while pondering the passing of the clouds. That's his comment on Salvatore Sciarrino's music in general. Salvatore Sciarrino, Sciarrino spelled Sciarrino. And of Salvo's Toccata in Fugue of J.S. Bach, BWV 565 for flute solo of 1995, Mario Caroli writes, "In Sciarrino's extensive production of arrangements of music from the past, Toccata in Fuga, BWV 565, assumes a very particular position. In particular, due to the striking difference between the instrument for which the piece was originally conceived and the one for which the arrangement has been made. The organ, polyphonic instrument without equal, imposing and enormous, usurped by the instrument to which the loveliest 19th century melodies were accorded, the flute, small, volatile, and portable. Above all, we're dealing here with one of the most famous and well-loved pages from the history of classical music. Through the apparent imbalance inherent in such a demanding challenge, Sciarrino confronts us with the problem of the mouse that wishes to devour the dinosaur. The effect of this arrangement is impossible to describe in words, and my only recommendation to you, reader, and I add to you, listener, is to listen to this amazing metamorphosis of dinosaur to mouse. It's 11 minutes long. It's Mario Caroli. It's Bach. It's Sciarrino. Kick back and marvel." Thank you. Toccata and Fugue in D minor by the very young J.S. Bach, BWV 569, thought to be composed sometime before 1708 for one big organ, and there transcribed, rethought, recomposed by Salvatore Sciarrino for solo flute, and there played. I am told in one take, and I certainly saw him play it live in one take in Salzburg, by Mario Caroli, C-A-R-O-L-I, recorded in spring and summer, the album that is, spring and summer of 2007 in Strasbourg, France, where Mario Caroli is based. The album is on the Attacca label, an Italian label. Attacca. And, well, it's just, as Mario has said in his notes, the mouse devouring the dinosaur and creating an amazing piece of music, the type of new music, the type of thinking about old and new that was a favorite of the late Betty Freeman, preeminent patron of contemporary music and contemporary composers in the world, shoes impossible to fill. But we salute Betty, and we'll talk some more, probably do a program of the various works that she commissioned, the composers whom she supported, a great photographer and a great lady, great conversationalist and debating partner as well. I think anyone who knew her would agree, and a Chicago native. Well, we look in the new year for celebration. We find ourselves, you might have found yourself at a party that you didn't really feel as if you needed to go to. You might have found yourself having to get dressed up for one thing or another. And Bobby Short has for us some unknown until he revived it and performed it and recorded it. Cole Porter from 1929.
Since we first started out, we've simply run about, and life's been one long route, unending. We're always opening plays or closing cabarets. It seems to me our ways need mending. Let's let the dressy dames with hyphenated names in search of faster games fly by. Content with being slow, we'll never let them know the nicest place to go is bye-bye. Why don't we try staying home? Why don't we try not to roam? What if we threw a party for two and asked only you and me? I long to see by the fireside my girl with me sitting by. Wouldn't that be nice? We've tried everything else twice, so why don't we try staying home? Let us begin to cut the folks who merely strut and talk of nothing but their incomes. Let's have no further use for going on the loose the moment orange juice and gin comes. Our little love affair will make us cease to care how many parties they're giving. We're done with being smart, and so we're going to start to learn the gentle art of living. A brand new thrill. So why don't we try staying home? Wouldn't that be nice? We've tried everything else twice. So why don't we try staying home?
An unpublished Cole Porter song from 1929. Perhaps it was published after it was rediscovered, performed, and recorded by Bobby Short there in 1970. From the 1971 release, Bobby Short Loves Cole Porter. The late, great Bobby Short, piano and vocals, the peerless Beverly Peer on bass, and the imperturbable Richard Sheridan on drums. Why don't we just try staying home? We want to thank Matt DeStefano for helping us spin these discs and making them sound great. We want to thank our funders, Alpha Wood Foundation. We invite you to listen to us on the web at wfmt.com/onewordcriticalthinking. We've reached our 18 millionth podcast. I think that's correct. No, it's not that many, but we have a lot. And we also invite you to write in to us at Rentap. That's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com. We're going to try to squeeze one more in for you. The late Mabel Mercer singing Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee at the Second Town Hall Concert, recorded in May of 1969. Buddy Barnes is on the piano, and Ms. Mercer leaves us all with a great wish for this new year, one that we extend to you as well. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll see you next week.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything's starting to hum. But it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine day. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm going to teach you to fly. You've only tasted the wine. We're going to drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come and be. Won't it be fine? The best is yet to come.